Dallin Briscoe's debut solo album is more than just a collection of songs. It's a soundtrack of her life over the past 20 years. One half of the Briscoe sisters from Cairns, Dallin moved to Melbourne and became the principal artist of the black arm band, the Aboriginal Supergroup. She's performed with Archie Roach, The Titters, Dr. G. Unipingu, and most recently with Jesse Lloyd on her incredible Mission Songs project, which charts the history of community song, the songs we sang around the campfire, in our churches, on the missions. Now, this new album from Dallin Briscoe is also a tribute to generations of women in her family. One song is based on an interview her grandmother gave for the Bringing Them Home report, which was the published account of the National Inquiry into the Stolen Generations. Another song includes the spoken word poetry of her 12-year-old daughter. A few years back, Dallin co-wrote a musical version of a very moving poem by Kevin Gilbert. Well, let's hear it because it's one of my favourites. This is Tree by Dallin Briscoe with the legendary Bart Willoughby on the grand organ at the Melbourne Town Hall.
The grass is vines and men, I am all things created, I am you, and you are nothing, but through me the tree you are, and nothing comes to me except through that one living gateway to be free. Until they fuse and become a total sum of something, together fused to consciousness of all, and every sacred part away alive into ruin.
I learnt so much, mostly about being in love with music. Uncle Bart is inspiring my generation and the one after me. I also learnt about sharing music, and sharing not just music, but sharing love for it and sharing the spirit of music with other people. I've been inspired, absolutely inspired by a very progressive artist.
He is that indeed. And then being supported, I guess, by his playing on the grand organ at the Melbourne Town Hall. I mean, I can't imagine what that, you know, having that sound behind you feels like.
It's a big wall of sound. And he came out kind of Phantom of the Opera with this big cape with the Aboriginal flag on it and played that organ like he owned it, you know, and he did. In that moment, he owned the Melbourne Town Hall organ. And we've done a few shows, like we did a tour after that, and same thing, just this big wall of sound. But when we were rehearsing and collaborating on that track and a couple of others, we were just rehearsing on a organ at his house, and he was saying, "Oh, I just need a bigger sound. It needs a bigger sound." And you know, like then we were like, "Oh, let's try for the Melbourne Town Hall organ, which is the second biggest organ in the Southern Hemisphere." So it's like, you want a big sound? Yeah, there you go. You got it. So it just didn't give up on the idea on the what he could hear was this big sound, and that's probably one of the biggest you can get.
And reprising Tree, did you record a new version of this song? Is this the album version a new version?
Yes, it's just piano and voice, this one. That was a last-minute thing. I hadn't decided on doing it, but my partner and co-producer said, "Oh, why don't you just try it and see if it works?" We just recorded it live and in the studio and with, you know, the piano and my voice, and it worked. So I put it on the album.
the tree, the lean, hard, hungry land, crow and eagle, sun, moon and sea, I am the sacred clay.
All right, so Wawu, now you were a guest on our Word Up series last year or the year before, I think a long time ago now. Well, that was actually the last time I saw you, when you came in to do our Word Up series.
That's right.
And you shared some of your Google Yalanji with us, and one of the words was Wawu. So remind us of what that word means.
So in that Word Up, I explained it as meaning spirit, but it also means love. It means connection to each other, connection to your land, connection to future, past, present. So Wawu encompasses all of that, all of what that means. It also means your heart, physical and emotional. So the reason I chose that word is because of the multipurpose of it, and how it's just in our languages. We have many words like that, that you just, it doesn't just mean that one thing. It encompasses everything that means.
That's what I love about Aboriginal languages. They have so much encoded in them. But I reckon our ancestors were pretty smart. They were like, well, so there's one word for that can express many ideas. And it's completely kind of, you know, the English language has thousands and thousands of words. But we were much more economical in the way we used language. We would think about metaphor and poetry in the use of certain words. So I think that word, it's no surprise to me that it means much more than just spirit.
Yeah, it's kind of less words, more meaning.
Ngayo buri, burikari, mil bija. Ngayo garain.
And of course, your Yalanji, the language is a big feature of this album.
Yeah, so, I mean, first and foremost, I want to be respectful to where I come from, and where my mother come from, and where my grandmother comes from, where my grandfather come from. So I wanted to open this album with something that's immediately sets the scene or you know, sets it up respectfully for all of my Indigenous and Bama heritage.
Now, the song I really want to focus on today, well, they're all beautiful songs, but the spoken word piece, which I guess is the story of your grandmother. Tell us more about that one.
So a few months ago, my one of my sisters sent me a recording of my grandmother's Bringing Them Home report interview. It's a 15-minute interview. It was really difficult to listen to. To hear those stories, and especially the sadness in her voice was difficult to sit through. Initially, I just cried the first three times I listened to it, and then I heard it again for the fourth time, and I said, "Oh, I need to tell this story." So I picked just excerpts from the 15 minutes, and decided that I wanted to express that musically. So I decided to make a harmony piece that would support my Nana's story. And I spoke with my family about wanting to, you know, tell this part of the story on my album, and they weren't comfortable with having her voice, which I understood, because, you know, my grandmother passed away about 10 years ago. So some had not heard her voice in all that time. So I decided to, the most respectful way to do that was to do a verbatim and tell my grandmother's story, still honour our history, but also honour her legacy. And the fact that, you know, our family coming from two generations of stolen generation, and we are really blessed to still have culture and language. So that was a big part of the reason I wanted to put my grandmother's story and my mother's part of her story on this album.
They used to grab him. Policemen used to grab all the kids, you know, some half-caste, some really. A little bit dark, you know. Grab them, send them away. They send them all away. And I used to swim with them kids too, with growing up. And they used to call me Mermaid, 'cause I had a long hair, blocked myself with a long hair. Yeah, mothers and grandma, everyone crying, falling down, you know, for the kids. Like, policemen take him away.
She was talking about her witnessing other children being taken. And she talks about how her connection to those children, and then the police were just coming and taking them away. So, that was the part that's on my album, is that section of the interview. But in the entire interview, there's big stories about different people being taken. Mostly she spoke about witnessing other people being taken, not about her own experience of being taken away.
So, you know, this album, it's the debut full-length solo album?
Yes, yeah. It definitely is. Mm. I hadn't had time, really. I've been busy doing a lot of other things.
I know. I'm not ragging on you. I'm just like, you know, you've done a lot in your life, but it's nice for this album to. It's come a long way, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, the songs though aren't. They range from like a song I wrote 20 years ago to a song I wrote 3 months ago. So, I think it's a bit eclectic stylistically because of that.
He can't see that looking back is part of who I am. You can't see that looking back is part of who I am. Blood run through my vein, yala in your pananga. Take me back to when time began, and no one asked and there was nothing to explain. Explain to me, he says. You can look but you can't see the colors of the rainbow. Sometime you'll take the time to see the past on which we'll follow. Scars beneath my skin.
And there's also a kind of a retake, I guess, and a new version of a Titter song.
Yes, there is.
I didn't recognise it at first, but tell us about it.
So this track is called Ignorance is Bliss, and I remembered seeing them perform this song you know, back in the 90s and thinking, wow, you know, and I knew the story and I'd always loved it. I've always loved this song, and then I just thought I'd be really cool if the next generation could understand this, because that right now you could see what's going on in the media and how people are being overtly racist, actually, but being, and some that aren't overtly racist, their racism, I guess, is found in their ignorance. So I thought it's an important time for this message to be out there again.
There's a young collaborator very close to home on the song In the Night.
Yes, that's my daughter, Jada Mali Leonga. She wrote a poem when she was about 10. Well, it was a song, and she wanted, you know, she said she wanted to write this song, so I just followed her on guitar and she wrote this song. Then I asked her, can we include that song on my album? And she said, oh, no, I just want to speak it. Okay, whatever. but because she loves the spoken word, and so she spoke her poem, but she wanted to keep the chorus, but she asked if I could sing the chorus for her. So I sang the chorus for her. I asked her specifically what that was about, and she at the time when she wrote that song, she was suffering with anxiety. And so that was her dealing with anxiety, was all in this poem, and how she talked herself out of it, how she talked herself back into it and then back out of it again, and just, you know, really that journey of how it feels inside of a 10-year-old having an anxiety attack. Not many people ever get to understand that or hear it in that way. So I'm really very proud of her talent, but also just of her strength to get through that.
In the night, when the moon is at its highest. In the night, when the stars are shining bright. Can you hear the silence of the night? Can you hear the voices of despair? In your mind, there's nowhere to go. In your mind, there's no one to come and help. I can hear someone, somewhere. Can you hear the voices of despair? Don't need to be afraid, you're not alone. Now you can be brave. You are still walking in circles all over again. Stop in your tracks, learn to breathe, let go of the fear.
Just don't listen, listen to what they say. just don't listen. Listen to what they say.
What do you think the feeling of this album is? If you could kind of just name the feeling of this album. It's so diverse to me, it seems, and so many different moods in it. And that sounds like a cliche, but there are lots of moods in it. But if there's one word to describe this album, what's the word that you would use?
Honest. Yeah, I think the word is that honest. I just didn't want to write a few songs and put them in, you know, but I think that's with a lot of Indigenous artists. We are sincere and honest in our presentation of our stories. I think, so along the lines of that, the reason I ended up stripping everything back and just going with all acoustic instruments for that reason, because I wanted it to be about the story, not about all the, you know, different effects on the keyboards or this bass. So, I ended up using a grand piano, double bass, drums and acoustic guitars. And there's a couple of songs that feature brass instruments. But that was to support that feeling of just hearing someone's story and not just my story, the four generations of women in my family. That's why I would use that word, honest.
Dalene Briscoe and her debut album, Wawu, is released on Thursday in the Salon of the Melbourne Recital Centre at Southbank. There are details about that gig on our website. For the Bummer back home in Cairns, Dalene will launch the album at the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair on Saturday, the 14th of July.